Mal Berkish, for the award leader for fashion, which is the course leader for fashion at ECA. Today is our shoot for press call for our graduate fashion collections being shown at the ECA fashion shows on 4th, 5th and 6th of May 2011.
And here we've just seen the work of one designer, two designers?
You've seen the work of five designers today. Right. So they've each individually, we've gotten 18 graduates in total showing their collections. Right. We've also got second years and third years showing their work as well on different projects. Mm. Our second years are showing the All Walks Belong to the Catwalk project, which is in collaboration with Karen Franklin and Erin O'Connor and Deborah Bourne, where our students are designing outfits for real women and for women of diversity. So we're height, age, race, size, all of these things. Our second year students designed for this.
And where are these students hoping to go? I mean, are they hoping to set up on their own? What's the situation?
Our graduate students will be doing a variety of things. They'll be pitching themselves towards the industry. We take our work down to Graduate Fashion Week in London, where we ask the industry to come and view our show and to visit the students on the stand and look at their portfolios and discuss career opportunities with the student. From that, the students might go into a variety of disciplines within fashion design. So it could be that they go into journalism, they could go into photography, they'll go into styling. Of course, they're going into fashion design as well. They go towards doing MAs, either at Edinburgh College of Art as well, to develop some of their skills even further and hone themselves really towards a career in the industry.
Hello, you are?
Barbara Kosinski.
Yeah, and Barbara, you designed the orange orange coat and the lovely floral, colour contrasting, non-floral outfit. Tell me your inspiration for it.
My inspiration came from looking into my heritage. I came from knowing very little. My background is being Polish, and my grandfather, Ludwig Kosinski, and I thought it would be, almost my collection shows the journey of the information I've found out, and it's, the journey was interesting, it was colourful, there were moments of just finding out about my grandfather's life, and I wanted to bring all that in through the use of making my own fabric, through trimming, and the use of colours and textures, and played a lot with the surfaces, and something that appeals to people, and to draw you in, and to make you smile about the collection.
Yeah. And where do you hope to go from here? I mean, you had still got further time at the college.
Yeah, I think this could possibly be, this is my last year. I'm not sure about a master's yet. It's possibly in the cards. I'd like to find out and know more about the industry and see where that could take me. Possibly doing internships, seeing possibly a business adventure or whatever it could take me.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
We are with Anna, and what's your last name, please?
Stevenson.
Anna Stevenson. And you designed the floral dress with the lovely, sort of like flowing, tassels, or I don't know what
we're doing. Calling it splicing.
Splicing.
Because fringing's been quite current in the moment in fashion, so it's my new take on fringing.
Right.
I mean, it's splicing or shredding. the floral print is a painted blouse that I'd done myself, and some photography I'd taken myself. And then it was sent away to digital printers. And then the splicing has been produced with a technique called flocking, which is done by screen printing. And it's basically a way of fixing the fibre so that you can cut into it without it fraying. So that's what that is. My inspiration was basically looking at, because I'm from a large family of women, I'm looking at the sort of groups of women, like the sort of, the sort of strength of a duality and visually and sort of physically with fabrics, how like pulling things away from each other and putting them back together and things like that. And also just with a lot of my collections, I look at sort of religious images. Just visually, I think it's quite...
It almost had a slight Native American Indian sort of type.
Yes, a lot of people have said that. I mean, that's just a take on it that people have seen I mean, in the development stages, a lot of it looks like that, and I would hope that maybe the florals kind of tone that down a little bit. But I quite like that.
And where do you see yourself going from here?
I've just been accepted for a master's in New York.
Congratulations.
At Parsons College. To do an MA in fashion design.
Well done.
So yeah, I'm just going to New York now.
Good luck.
That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, thank you very much.